This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, the TruckWreck.com fan text was upset with me in that last segment as we open up hour number four, the G-Bag Nation General at your service. Addies, there's Brian Broaddus and Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video for you, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Stop puking out of your mouth, Gavin. You just talked about how good the Cowboys have drafted the last couple of years yesterday, and they haven't played one damn game. They have drafted well, and apparently they have the best roster of players under 25 in the NFL. That was the case back in 2016 or 2017 as well. I just think, you know, in order to be a complete football team, you're going to have to sign and trade for players as well. And the Cowboys don't do that. So they're really good at having, like, the best team that anybody's drafted or the best teams under 25 because they put so much emphasis on the draft. And I just wish they'd look into the other ways of team building. But, yeah, they got whooped really bad by Denver today. And, you know, based on how they've been performing since the calendar turned to November last year, lost to the Niners, pretty much a loss to the Broncos today. You're a 500 team in the second half of the season. You know, I don't know. It looks to me to be about a 500 team at 877-881-1053. But I want to know, we'll talk about that more a little bit later. Okay. We'll pick up this conversation coming up at 5:20. I know there's a lot of texters out here that are cheering me on and saying we need to get after the homerism a little bit. I mean, if you can't see that this is a down year, you are a homer. You know, I think that's the reality of it. Now, listen, I love you. We can still be friends. Takes all kinds of fans to support a team through thick and thin. You know, if we were all like really hardcore cynical people, then, you know, nobody'd buy the jerseys and the tickets, and sports couldn't have the business backbone that it does. So thank you, you know, for keeping this team cranking and in business when they're bad. And a lot of us are rolling our eyes at them, right? You guys keep the stadium packed even when they are heading for 500. And if it would be most teams, the stadium would be half empty. It'd be depressing to watch on TV. I mean, you guys make the party. You do. But it also takes that hardcore cynical fan to keep the pressure mounted and the topics relevant so the front office, the team, can get the hardcore message from the fan base. I genuinely believe that. Did you just call me a homo? No, that's a homer, sir. 972. Put your money where your mouth is, hater, asks the 469. I mean, I'll wager a decent amount with you, 12-pack of beer, something like that. You know, I do prefer the NA beers these days, but I don't want to bet a lot of money on it. But, you know, I think 10's the most they do. 10-7, Brian, and a bad divisional round or wild card round loss. I think that is their absolute ceiling. If somebody wants to go 11 or 12 games, though, I bet you on that pretty good.
Yeah, they've got the skill players. When you talk about the quarterback, the best quarterback in the division resides here. We'll see what happens with CeeDee Lamb and his continued development, one of the better receivers. I think the guy at Washington's probably a little bit better when you start to talk about division receivers. You know, the under 25 stuff, I think, makes a difference. The thing that bothers me the most is I was hoping that we would see something today of that they just know that they have a little bit of that what McCarthy calls grit, you know, a little bit of that coming off the football, yeah, getting into a block and, you know, and seeing some movement. I know you're not going to, in training camp, you're not going to have every single play is not going to be successful. But there was too many times today where there was a blue jersey in the backfield, or orange jersey. But I mean, I'm sitting there thinking what colors these guys were wearing. I think the offense was blue. But, you know, it was one of those things where it was kind of like every time I looked up, it seemed like that somebody was coming off a block. Somebody, when Dak was going back, you know, he'd have to move. And I get that. you do move in the NFL in games, and you do slide around in the pocket. And to his credit, he moved around fine. I was encouraged by that part of it. Mm-hmm. I was encouraged by some of the routes and stuff that they were able to pull off. I just worry about the front right now.
Yeah.
I just worry. You know, Zach Martin, I was watching him, and, you know, those guys look, they look tired. They look, you know, and maybe it had something to do with you're talking about altitude and a little bit more heat than what they're used to.
Unseasonably hot in Denver today.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are kneeling down behind the play.
I think it was 98.
Yeah, they're kneeling down behind the play, and, you know, water immediately going to the guys, and I'm thinking, man, I mean, offensive linemen, I know it's tough. I was an offensive lineman myself, but it looked like the Cowboys up front were dragging today.
Yeah.
And where you should have had an opportunity, you know, to come off the football, you know, you hit somebody besides the guys you're hitting all, been hitting the last 2 weeks. Go out there and get your head into somebody's chest, get some push, get Zeke some running room, or get anybody that running room that was going to carry the ball. I just didn't see that today.
Yeah.
I didn't see that up front that made me feel like, well, what's different?
And if it's any other, like if they're coming off a great year where they didn't finish like they did, we'd say, well, it's just one game. You know, hey, it was hot. It was, but it seemed like it was a continuation off the frustrations
from
last year.
They're preaching being a more physical football team. And today they weren't a more physical football team.
Yeah.
In the plays I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't see a team physically get after the Broncos.
They added muscle, but it's inexperienced muscle. That muscle needs to get experience, get techniques, stay in position, and get refined. And then maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, your investment in physicality now can start to pay off. But you're coming off a decade of Jason Garrett having a soft mentality when it came to team building.
You know, they talk about it a lot over there. You know, Mike McCarthy brings it up. That's you know, he realizes. And, you know, Will McClay's even said it himself. We've had the opportunity to interview him a couple different times. He talks about being a physical team, a tough-minded team. Didn't play like that today in what I saw.
Indeed. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. There is former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl winner Brian Broaddus. He will be in Denver for the call on Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff right here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, I have a hypothetical, and I want your feedback on it. Stay with me. Okay, if you disagree, I do want your thoughts. So I guess the question would be, what if this season goes super poorly on offense? So poorly that the Cowboys want to blow everybody out. And Dak,
the quarterback?
Dak does not play well in this scenario. Like, it looks more like the second half of last year. And you're like, well, I guess it wasn't injuries. That would be where we are. And I do think that's the biggest leap I'll ask you to make. Okay, I'm not picking Dak to have a bad year. I'm just saying, what if that does happen? Today he looked good.
He did.
You know, him and CD, it definitely appears that Dak is on the comeback trail. But what if it's like a 7-10 season and his numbers aren't good, his interceptions get a little bit too high, and
because they're asking him to do too much kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, you're like, wow, he put up 4,800 yards, but wow, a career-high 17 interceptions.
Sure.
Something like that, right? I'm just painting a picture for you. Again, not picking it. But story from Jeff Darlington today. He's peeling back the curtain on the story of Tom Brady almost linking up with Sean Payton and the Dolphins. And he adds to the story that Tom nearly joined Sean Payton with the Saints prior to the 2020 season. He almost didn't go to Tampa.
Yeah.
He almost went and joined Sean Payton with, I guess, Drew Brees on his way out the door. It did not come together. But that puts Tom Brady and Sean Payton talking about it twice, you know, over the last 2 years, once in Miami, once in New Orleans. Now, we also, you know that Jerry want to like Sean Payton, and Sean Payton would want to be a Cowboy coach. It is a, you know, it's a significant leap. What do we also know? Sean Payton likes Dak. You know, Brian's told us that many times.
He does.
He's a fan of Dak Prescott. So we do have multiple things working, though. The Cowboys want Sean Payton, vice versa. Sean and Tom working behind the scenes to work together. And if you leap forward and the Cowboys have a bad year where Dak is looking like less of a sure thing moving forward, you know, he would have 2 years left on his contract. It's a lot of money. I did look at how it could work. If you post June 1 designate him in a trade next year, it would count for like 18 the first year and 31 the next. So it is a big financial blow. But, You know, what if Tom Brady loves the idea of Sean Payton so much and the star enough that he's like, well, maybe this could work for a, you know, we know he's taken a pay cut as a quarterback because of his extreme wealth lifestyle in the past. You know, to me, that's what I would want the Cowboys to be looking at. Like, at every turn, we like our quarterback. Could we possibly get a quarterback that just, like, touched down in Tampa and won a Super Bowl? And if Sean Payton would get excited about that, could we develop some of the mojo that Tampa had there during the 2020 season in the playoff run, Brian? Is this realistic at all?
Well, it could be realistic because Tom Brady and Sean Payton are represented by the same guy.
Oh, they're Don Yee guys.
Don Yee guy.
And so, how's Jerry and Don get along?
Oh, that's Don. Don represented Larry Allen. So that, you know, Don's had a couple of Cowboy players, but that's how this whole thing really came about with the Dolphins and Sean, that they were working, that Don and Tom and Sean and everybody was working all together on this. And that's how it all came about. My gut feeling, and this is not talking to Sean Payton, but my gut feeling is for him to get this job, I think he would have to take a year with Dak Prescott.
Hmm.
I think he would. That's my gut feeling. I think if Steven and Jerry offered him the job, they would bring Sean Payton in to fix Dak Prescott. If in fact it's a 17 interception year and not as productive as we might think it might be. But that's kind of where I feel like this. And then it would turn into, well, if that doesn't work, I think Tom Brady would continue to be out of the picture because of the age. But then it turns into, okay, let Sean and Will McClay and Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones draft the next quarterback.
Yeah, I just found that so interesting that they tried to hook up in New Orleans before they tried to hook up in Miami.
That's Don.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. That's the agent working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What do you have on this story of Tom Brady walking away from the Buccaneers training camp?
I reached out to a couple of different people on this, and nobody's really, really sure, but the most logical thing that people are saying to me is that his mom and dad are older. His mom was a cancer survivor of 6 years ago. This is something that because if you look at what's being talked about, some of the Buccaneers after practice are saying, hey, eternally we know what's going on, thoughts and prayers and all that. That to me seems like a family matter. That seems to me like mom, dad. Maybe it's a situation where mom, you don't hear a lot about, you see a lot about the Brady family and stuff, you know, through the football life and things like that, that the NFL Network has done. But with the way that the Buccaneer players reacted post-practice today, just made me feel like, though, that, and I reached out to people in the Bucs, and I reached out to people that I know that would know Tom or work with Tom, and haven't heard anything back for them. So people are laying low.
They're being very protective of his privacy.
They're being very protective. Matter of fact, Mike Lombardi and I are best friends, and Mike worked with Tom forever when he was in New England. And Mike goes, I have no idea.
Hmm.
So the way that the Buccaneer players reacted post-practice leads me to believe that something may be going on with his family that he's having to deal with, mom and dad.
Yeah, she survived cancer like 6 years ago. That's last year in the playoff run, he brought her up again and was kind of talking about, you never know how much time you have and everything. They have not said for sure if he'll be back for week one. You know, I believe Todd Bowles says he's highly confident.
He's highly confident is what he said, yeah.
Okay, 817, Gavin, I'd be with you if it weren't for Tom being 46 at that point. It's a good point. You got to add another if Tom has a big year. And you're like, well, hell, maybe he can play till 48 or 49 or something like that. You know, it would require a huge one. Gavin, you're drinking again. Stop it, says the 214. Another 214, what the hell are you talking about? I don't know. The Dolphins, though, tried to hire Sean Payton for $20 million a year, and he almost got Tom Brady to go with him to Miami. Just totally unheard of, right? Like, what the crap almost happened this offseason? So, to me, it's fair to speculate. If Don Yee, the agent, and Tom Brady and Sean Payton are sitting around like, what team can we go to? And we know Jerry wants to hire Sean Payton, and Dak is not a GOAT. He is not even a perennial Pro Bowler. He can't even get you to the playoffs every year in a crap division. You got a GOAT chance here. Maybe that GOAT play so well this year that you become convinced, oh, yeah, he can do it a couple of more years. A lot of fights out there in Denver today. They definitely tuned out Mike McCarthy on that front, didn't they? I mean, how does the head coach say, listen, we ain't going out to Denver to fight all day long, and then you go out to Denver and fight all day long? How's that even happen? I guess the heat got to him. I don't know.
Well, it looked like to me that just from the video that I was watching as we were all watching practice together, it seemed like that Randy Gregory was a big antagonist in this thing today. That he was involved. There were several times there where coaches from both sides had to pull guys apart and stuff like that. So it seemed like to me that Randy was one of those guys that was kind of in the middle of that. But that, you know, that happens though too. You know, guys like Terrence Steele, if you're struggling a little bit and you know you go past the whistle and take a guy to the ground and things like that, you know, you're hot, you're tired, you're getting your ass kicked pretty good.
You need a joint.
Yeah, you need a lot of things there.
That's weed.
But, man, I'll tell you what, though. I was glad to see at least Steele step up and try and fight a little bit. It was better than what some of the other things were going on there.
I don't mind it at all, especially when nobody gets hurt. 520's coming up the expressway. Okay, Bobby Belt has the day off because his flight got canceled last night, and he's in a travel tornado right now trying to get back to DFW. I think he's going to get in at like 10 o'clock tonight or something crazy. So thoughts and prayers to his stress levels right now. So Bobby's not going to join us at 5:30, but there's a lot of good stuff, and we'll hit the expressway. Top stories developing. How much did today's scrimmage with the Broncos change how you are viewing this upcoming season? The TruckWreck.com Fantex is on fire today. So we'll give you the top stories from sports and talk about the Cowboys scrimmage. Then we'll have LA Live with Lucius Alexander and the G-Bag of the Day and everything coming up a little bit later on right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. How does the scrimmage and what has been reported about it, what you saw, how does that impact how you look at these Cowboys right now? I guess this is an overreaction Thursday is what this is, Brian.
Yeah.
At 877-881-1053, go ahead and get your truckwreck.com fan text in. It is Gavin Donson, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander here with you. I think we get Wolchuk back next week. We'll get Chiafalo back tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, for me, number one, we'll get to some headlines here in 2 seconds. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. This is bigger than the practices they've had because you're live with your starters. And it's probably bigger than any preseason game that they'll play as far as an accurate barometer.
Yeah, it's the install practices are really important. Those are the first 8 to 10 practices you have in camp. But a lot of that has been done in the OTAs and mini camps and things like that. So you get the refresher there. So they'll tell you 8 to 10 practices, and now you're in a situation. You know, this is new to Mike McCarthy. You know, when he was in Green Bay, those Packers, his team, Packer teams never worked with anybody. They're just kind of up there, you know, when up there at the Nitsky Fields, and just kind of just did their work, and never ever wanted to go work against anybody else. No, you know, teams probably called and said, "Hey," but Mike's even talking about that. So this is all new to him. But today what you saw was you saw guys like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb. You saw Ezekiel Elliott. You saw like your starters legitimately practicing. You know, you're not getting, you know, knocked to the ground. Well, Zeke did one time. Chubb hit him and knocked him on the ground. It was unfortunate there. But that's what you know, these practices, you can control them. And, you know, this is new to Mike. And he's like, okay, I'm kind of digging this. But, you know, his team really no-showed today for him. You know, when they watch that tape, he's going to see, okay, well, we got beat here. And nothing against the Broncos. I think the Broncos have got a very good team. They'll be very competitive in the AFC West. But you look at you know, how his team showed up, and they weren't physical enough up front. They didn't give Dak enough time. Dak had to move around, throw. Receivers did a good job of getting open when they could. But, yeah, this is big because Saturday night when I'm making this call with Brad Sham, it's probably not going to be Dak Prescott and
Ezekiel.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of different guys trying to make a football team.
Yeah.
So
and we got a lot of reps today, more than I thought. I mean, Dak threw the ball like 35 times.
It was a great practice from the, you know, when you have two fields going, 30 minutes of individual, and then you have basically two fields going of offense and defense, you know, ones versus twos and stuff like that. That was some really quality work today.
It was terrific content on DallasCowboys.com. If you combine it with how last year ended, I think it's a continuation of not being able to handle physical teams and being outmatched up front. 903 says the Broncos stomped us last year. Today they cement that they own us. Maybe it is just they got your number. That's what we have to hope.
Yeah, practice today. You know, that's it. But you wanted to show up.
Sure.
You wanted to not. You're going to have some bust if you put some young guys in positions to have to block some guy. You might get a bad veteran matchup against a rookie, and it looks bad. You know, I mean, several times, you know, Tyler Smith got the opportunity to block a veteran guy in front of him, and that's what you want. But the way they went about it was what was a little disturbing to me. I hope they practice again tomorrow. I don't know how much because they got a game on. Saturday, so I don't know how much they're really, really going to practice. But today was a good opportunity to build something on what this coaching staff wanted to be, and that was a much more physical team.
Still hopeful for my Cowboys, says the 903. 214 is Gavin Bipolar. You're going to have to explain yourself there, 214. I've been saying all offseason this is not going to be that good of a football team, and now I feel like we're starting to see it play out. Today was step one of that playing out. Quick question, guys. When will the Cowboys game be aired on the Odyssey app Saturday? I don't know. Do we play that on the Odyssey app? That's news to me. I don't think we can stream that.
I don't think so. It has to be on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
General Tom wouldn't be a Cowboy. He couldn't have a number 12. Oh, good point. 254. Yeah, we were having a little fun with a hypothetical last segment. 469, the season ends, and we can't wait for the next season to start. When it finally gets here, all you guys want to do is talk negatively. No, not necessarily. You know, when
Dak threw the ball well today.
I think you get so frustrated when I'm doing journalism about your football team. When they're playing well, I talk about them positively. You know, I talk about, oh, yeah, I think this team could win a Super Bowl. It's just like you can't handle the truth, so you got to reach for something that doesn't exist as your explanation. This station is not negative all the time, okay? What this station is frustrated like a lot of fans that this team hasn't done more stuff to win at the highest level. And when we see a continuation, we point it out, at least I do. And when I see homerism shielding the Joneses from reality, because you guys want to line up with all your money and just give it to the Joneses. They lost three of their 10 best players. They just got their butts whooped by Denver, and you're calling me a negative Nancy? Sir, I'm just trying to do journalism over here, okay? At 877-881-1053. I'm just sharing my honest opinion, and maybe I am a little bit energized by being right. I will cop to that, because you guys have been crushing me, you know? You guys, General, you're a hater. How dare you go watch practice and think they're not going to be very good? Well, you just saw it today. Denver, okay? Now, Denver might end up
being... You peacocking right now? This is you peacocking?
Yeah, I'm strutting.
Well, yeah, I see you, though.
You see me on the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be more chickening.
it looked foghorn leggish, but I get it, you know.
You know, your head's got to bob right as your wings go back.
Yeah.
Kind of a pigeon, a little bit of a pigeon.
Big, bad Leroy Brown in here.
We do have football tonight. Pats and Giants among the games. Mac Jones and most of the team starters not expected to play against the Giants. Bailey Zappa, fourth round pick out of Western Kentucky, is going to get the action behind Brian Hoyer.
Threw a lot of touchdowns there at Western Kentucky.
Yeah,
a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, good player.
Rangers earlier, after winning in 10 last night as 3-1 underdogs, almost unheard of in Major League Baseball. Jared was texting me from the broadcast booth last night, saying, "Oh, you taunted us for saying the Rangers could win this game. Look at them now." And they built a lead, and then end up winning in extra innings. Well, they got back after it this afternoon, And it didn't quite go as well. You know, 7-3 was the final. Our new buddy Cole Reagans was knocked around a little bit. But, you know, it was good, entertaining baseball. All righty.
Did you watch it on YouTube? I watched it on YouTube TV. Not, that's no. why I watched it.
Was yeah. it cool? Was it on the...
It was really cool because it didn't... I like, had a commercial countdown, and you could see like people in the stands during the commercial breaks. It was better to watch the broadcast to me.
Yeah. I think that streaming stuff, to me, it's kind of a pain in the butt because now I got to go look for somewhere else, and it's not as consistent. It doesn't react as quickly, but there are some major benefits
but
to it.
But that's where we're going, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that where we're all going?
Yeah. It was so stuff? Easy. I just went to MLB on YouTube, and it was boom, right there.
There you go.
You know, I think what it comes down to is just a matter of time before, like, 5G is the standard or, like, the gigabit with 1,000, you know, meg download speeds or whatever. As soon as that's it, and, like, you can do all of this super, super fast, download movies in 4 seconds. I think that's when streaming will really hit its heyday.
I watched that practice on my phone, and it was as clear as a bell. It never skipped, never stopped. I was so pleased with that, able to, you know, kind of get all that taken care of.
3-1-6, but it's one practice, Gavin. It's the biggest, it's the most accurate barometer we've had. You know, that's what it is.
It's work against another team.
Yeah, it's and to me, like, the lack of physicality. Now, okay, let me say this. Here's where I could be wrong. Here, Tyler Smith and Tyron Smith, right? If Tyron can be holding up and Tyler can play like, oh, wow, look at this. I'm an awesome rookie and I'm heading for the all-rookie team. Now you have the ability to be more physical. To me, I don't think Tyron Smith can stay healthy. I think he's too old and wobbly at this point. And I think
they think that too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they didn't play him today. Yeah. Okay, the NBA is going to retire the number 6 league-wide, honoring the late legend Bill Russell. So congrats to him. You know, I think that's cool. Are we going to do it for all the greats that retire? Like, that's where I'm wondering right now.
Well, he's like the greatest.
Has the most?
Yeah, he has the most when it comes to that.
Okay, all right.
So I'm with you. Everybody shouldn't get that type of thing, but this guy should be one of the most respectable up there.
See, like, when they did it with Jackie Robinson, I'm like, well, that's an easy one, right? You break the color barrier, you do the most historically significant thing in the history of American sports. Got it, right? Nobody's wearing 42. I don't know. What,
is
what
he numbers. The most decorated player in NBA history?
Yeah,
yes,
11
he
titles.
Has to be.
That's kind of where I think they're going there.
Yeah. He completely dominated the game, led the most dominant team of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, attorneys for Vanessa Bryant in court arguing that first responders shared photos of the crash scene and mangled bodies due to a culture of institutional callousness. They were shared by deputies playing video games. They were shared repeatedly with people who had absolutely no reason to receive them. The attorneys for the county are saying, oh, no, we were trying to get these pictures out to help identify them or to try to make sure we could save people's lives in the future. And the attorneys for Vanessa are like, no, you showed these. They have, I guess, security footage of one officer at a bar showing them to other drunk people and a bartender. And Vanessa's like crying as all this is going on. Attorneys argued it put unnecessary salt in the wounds of the family and presents a threat to be seen by family members in the future. Yeah. And they say the photos, the county did no diligence to try to get all of them out of circulation. They were just like, oh, well, guess these bad boys are out. And
the state of California is about to have to pay a pretty sizable chunk of money to her in that estate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna. It's with defamation and stuff like that, basically, right? Is that what we're looking at?
I think so. I don't know what the rules are.
I know you talk about with character and stuff, but you got to have something to do with pictures of crime scenes and stuff. There's got to be some kind of law against that.
Okay, and then back to your Cowboys text here in just a second, Brian, but I know you're covering or you're following this golf story with the LIV.
I am.
Did you see world number one Scottie Scheffler walk through Cameron Smith's line?
He did.
Today?
He did.
Probably the most disrespectful thing you could do other than taking your golf glove out and slapping somebody across the face with it.
Or do you want to catch me outside?
And then you see the picture of Cameron Smith look up like, really?
Yeah.
You know, but the intent and the message here is obvious. I don't respect you for, what, taking a $100 million check to go to LIV. Is that what Cameron Smith's getting?
That's what we're hearing on a report. I don't blame any of these golfers or anybody that is earning a living that takes money. I don't have any ill will towards you at all. Cameron Smith is one of the best golfers in the world. And if he's got a very comfortable lifestyle that, you know, from playing golf and being successful at golf, you know, you could YouTube him. He's got, you know, he's out there cutting his own yard and stuff like that. He's always having fun. He's just a really fun guy, you know. But if somebody offers you $100 million to go play something that you love, bye. You can't turn that down. I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he understands. He, you know, he's a major champion winner, and so he understands what is ahead for him. But he also understands that, you know, his job is to go out there and earn money. And if somebody's going to give you that kind of money with you really having to earn it, you know, go for it. And I applaud him for doing it.
I mean, if you trace the roots of all money, I don't know if any money is clean. You know,
no.
I don't think we can like sit on our high horse and be like, yeah, well, my money's clean. I don't do business with the Saudis.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe look into how America built all that capital that launched the Industrial Revolution. You know, I don't know if any of us can look down at many other people. You know, we can do what we can. We can control. You know, we control and be good people ourselves. But just living here. And, you know, being the end result of centuries of capital, you know, explosion, it's kind of like everybody's got a little bit of blood money in their checking account. What's been breaking? Pro Football Talk. Browns to consider Jimmy Garoppolo if Deshaun Watson suspension increases. Is the Cleveland roster good enough, Brian, that they could do what San Francisco did last year and win and go on a run with Jimmy?
Man, I don't know why more teams aren't looking into Jimmy Garoppolo. I really don't. And I kind of feel like, though, that the 49ers, they're not going to hold you up on this. So if you're the Browns and, you know, you gave a lot to get your quarterback and it's all the things are kind of crazy right now. But, yeah, you look at their offensive line. You look at their tight ends. You look at their wide receivers, again, with adding Amari Cooper and, you know, David Bell, guys like that they drafted. I feel like, though, that you go out and get a legitimate quarterback. You know, I'm not a fan of Jacoby Brissett. I'm sorry, or Josh Dobbs. I'm sorry, I'm just not a fan of theirs. But you go out and get a legitimate quarterback to kind of bridge this thing with the running game they have and what they have on defense.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's, if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, you're sitting there thinking, trade me to Cleveland.
Let's go to Cleveland.
Cleveland. So yeah, I think they're a legitimate team. I think they're well coached too.
The Jets are giving offensive tackle Dwayne Brown 2 years and $22 million. Okay,
they have no choice.
Yeah, they lost Becton.
Yeah, they lost Becton, and they've got to find a way to turn the culture around there. You can't just continue. They were one of the teams that was the under 25 team. I believe they were number 3.
Yeah.
On our list. If you got a young team like that, you don't want this thing to just to continue to lose and beat them down. You want to give them a little hope. So, yes, you have to go out and make a move like that.
Protect your young quarterback.
Try your best. If he's any good, give him a chance.
If you're running the Cowboys, you have $22 million in cap space. You got Terrence Steele at tackle. You have Tyron Smith at left tackle. Dwayne Brown at $11 million.
Yeah.
The
whole thing with Terrence Steele, he proved me wrong in several games last year. But the more I was hopeful that there was going to be this big jump. That he, you know, hey, he showed up and boy, look, he's gotten stronger. He's changed his body and all that. I still see some of the same faults. They're going to have to find ways to protect him.
Yeah.
And it's chips, tight ends, wings, crack blocks. You know, they tried to run a crack block today in the scrimmage that went outside and they got stuffed because they couldn't get everybody down blocked and him around. And so, yeah, My biggest fear is at right tackle. It's not at left guard.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's going to be put on Dak's shoulders. And, you know, luckily it's easily in his line of sight. 817, that's a mic drop, Gavin. Y'all just can't win with some people. Either y'all are in the Jones pockets or y'all are haters. I think you're speaking gospel. Thank you, 817. I love that. I'm with you, Gavin. Those who continue to buy the koozies and jerseys are the problem, supporting mediocrity. Well, let's keep in mind.
Koozies, bro. What the koozies got to do with it?
Man, it's only $1.99, okay? Damn. We need more big-ticket items like the parking and all that. But keep in mind, if nobody bought their gear, then they would, you know, leave. Yeah, you know, if nobody was like, oh, yeah, I'll support mediocrity, then even Jerry Jones would be like, well, hell, I guess North Texas doesn't love us anymore. We got to go. So those fans, even though I think you're kind of sheep, You know, and I love you. Now, I wish you'd stop yelling at me for playing my part in this whole deal. You need some fans to keep the front office accountable. Okay, that's our lane. Your lane is buying stuff no matter how bad they suck. No matter how many good players they lose, you're going to believe they're Super Bowl capable. That everything keeps, you know, this thing on the tracks. Gavin, ask Brian for a scouting report on Preston Williams. I'm not going to do that, sir. Nobody cares about Preston Williams. Do you care about Preston Williams?
Well, he's a wide receiver, and I did promise one yesterday, so I'll tell you what
I did.
Oh,
you did?
I did promise one. And because I didn't have Krusty's Corner today, so I didn't do it. I was going to – let me do this.
Okay.
I promise I'll reach out to a gang of seven. I promise somebody will give me a scouting report, and then when we get back after the break –
okay.
I'll have a scouting report on Preston Williams.
Okay. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Isaiah Standback, former Cowboys wide receiver, DallasCowboys.com content creator. He is going to join us at 6. We'll have Cowboys Twitter at 6:20, and let's give that scouting report on a very important player, Preston Williams.
I promise I'll do my best.
Hey,
because I promised it yesterday. I did promise it, yeah.
214, hey, General, if you're wrong, I know you'll eat barbecue crow with a smile, and I'll eat it with you, sir. That's Jason and Rowlett. Shoot, yeah, I will. Yeah, you know, that'll be a fantastic crow feed. Just like it was in May with the Mavericks. It is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander, and here he is, LA.
All right, so we had a heated disagreement here on the fan earlier, and I want to get into it, fellas, right after this.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Yeah.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Enjoying the last days of summer, I see. Everybody's out here enjoying the last days of summer. Some kids are already back in school. This is the time where my parents used to tease me because the summer was coming to an end. Well, looks like summer's almost over. You know, you're just sitting there with your socks all off and everything, just relaxing. Oh, I don't hit it.
I got to start waking up early and sit in boredom for 7.5 hours. No!
Better start practicing sleeping. Got to go to bed earlier so your body get used to it.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
That's so overrated.
Abby's actually at an age now where she misses her friends. You know, school hasn't been hard enough. So she's like, I can't wait for school.
Yeah.
Like, you just wait.
I love school. All right, let's see. LA Live for August 11th, 2022. There's no question for the Tolos today because we're going to get right into the heat. Right after I present you the G-Bag of the Day, which we did not do if you were just now joining us, but we're here for you. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every day at 2:30. If you see anything out there on the interweb, send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on most social media platforms. We have a Peter Griffin prank phone call. This is not Peter Griffin or the guy who does the voice for Peter Griffin. This is just a man with impersonation, and he's got the skills.
I'm not prank calling you. I'm asking you about my wife, Lois.
Lois?
Yeah, who is this? What do you mean, who is this? This is Peter Griffin. What are you talking about here? Now, Zay, we're going to get down to the bottom of this right now, all right? Now, why were you f***ing my wife? Oh, you think this is funny? What?
Man, somebody in that audience loved that skit. That's terrific.
That's hysterical.
I mean, the laugh might be the best part
of
the cut.
The laugh kills
it's
it,
it's a fantastic bit.
It's the cherry on top. Let's see here. Chick-fil-A is testing out a bone-in wings in Nashville right now.
Okay.
Reportedly, they're headed to Atlanta next.
Okay.
Man.
Why wouldn't they start?
Bone-in wings.
Why wouldn't they start in Atlanta? Isn't that their hub?
Yeah. I don't know where their hub is.
I think Atlanta is their hub.
Really?
And I wonder because Atlanta's kind of known for their wings, right?
Hell yeah, they are.
So why would we not try them out? Are we a little worried that we might get backlash on this?
Oh, no. I just, you know, when I seen the headline, I was just like, oh, we're going to have another Popeye's chicken sandwich situation over the Chick-fil-A wings.
By the way, we had one. I had one in Oxnard.
What?
That chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, it's dope.
Popeye's, my God.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good sandwich.
Wow.
Let's see. Quick fact before we get into the drama. Only 40% of chicken nugget is actually meat. The rest is fat, skin, blood vessels, and bone fragments.
Oh, those are some delicious blood vessels.
How about it?
Yeah.
How about it?
I'm all about those bone fragments.
I mean.
Yeah.
We're just taking after the Native Americans of this great land that never wasted anything.
No. I'll crack open a chicken and eat the marrow. Y'all don't know about me.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was talking from an African name, Ken Abaji. Crack that bone open and get some of that juice out of that boy. I said, okay.
I'll tell you what, bone marrow, though, in cooking, though, is really, really good, too.
Really?
Very popular. Beef.
Beef bone marrow. Yep.
All right, let's get into the drama. We got Rangers Insider right here for the fan. Future star Jared Sandler had a heated debate with Mavericks' number one fan and the pessimistic pitcher himself, Mike Bacsik. Now, this was over a Rangers intentional balk Wednesday night's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were leading five runs in the 10th inning, and they had the zombie runner on.
Okay.
And the zombie runner is a cheater. Bregman?
Yeah.
He tipped the pitch for the grand slam 2 days ago against Martin Perez. I don't know if that's covered in the cut, but that's sort of the backstory.
I've never heard the cut. We're going to hear it for the first time because I heard you guys talking about there was some heated drama. I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah, blew up on Twitter.
Let me do what I got to do.
I don't think you should quit or give up if somebody is maybe giving location. I think that there's multiple ways to handle it as a man instead of just saying go to third base.
Okay. Let me ask you, what's the difference between that then and defensive indifference when you give up a base because it matters not one bit?
That's
a 5-run game. I get.
But
what
why not?
And
why not?
Like,
then why not balk him home? Why not drop the ball again? What's the difference between me on third base? You know what? I don't like runners being on base in the 10th inning. We're up by more than one run. I'm just going to drop the ball again so you can be off the base. So now no runners are on. Nobody on. Nobody out. Free inning.
He said, as a man, not a player.
As a man.
As a man.
As a man.
Is that toxic baseball masculinity? Is that what we have in there?
I played and you didn't. That's what he just did.
Yes. I think Mike can get triggered if he's in any sort of a baseball debate.
Absolutely.
Because
I said it respectfully.
He knows more. And if you bow up just a little bit, he'll see red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next cut. See if he sees red.
If you told me a guy could throw at someone and you'd guarantee hit them in the butt cheek or whatever, fine. But you just don't have that guarantee. I would contend that Willie
even
Calhoun
better,
is,
even better. Hit him in the face. Oh, I bet they
Mike,
really
that's
stop
silly.
It.
Mike, that's stupid.
It's got a fact. Jeez. You hit me in the face, I'm going to stop. You got a fact.
Yeah, Mike is super old school. And that's the way they would handle it in like Mike's time and before.
Yeah.
Right? And he hung out and listened to his dad and Toby Heron, all those guys talk about the old days where if somebody was standing on second base, you tried to tear their ACL. You're like, well, what? You tried to get me out and cost my family money. Yeah. You know, you're standing there, so I just took you out. You know?
You went back to my childhood on Toby Heron.
Yeah, Toby's great.
Toby is great.
Let's see. Jared tries to denounce hitting batters in the face. Oh, okay. Mike ain't having it.
Mike ain't having it.
Hold up.
I would tell you, I don't think Willie Calhoun's ever been the same as a hitter since Julio Urías hit him in the face in spring training. And that wasn't 100. All right, that was 93 or whatever. But now you get to the fact that a guy taking a ball 100 miles an hour in the face, why are we putting someone in jeopardy physically over that? That's to me, Mike, and I love you, and you know that.
Then stop stealing my signs. You're stealing my money on the mound, Jared.
That's a part of the game.
My money is getting a good ERA. You screw up my ERA by giving signs. I got to stop it.
You don't. First of all, that's an unearned run. It doesn't impact the ERA at all, if you want to be specific about that. Ooh. Second of all, other teams have done
it.
All right, the Dodgers, the Rays, several teams did it last year. And you played in an era where people tried to pick up signs. Or we're not talking about technology and
right, when Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley, who are great middle infielders, who knew all the different signs because they played second and short, so they were great at picking up signs, and sometimes they didn't relay it to Ryan Howard or Shane Victorino or Carlos Ruiz or Chris Utley or those guys or Aaron Rowan. What they do is use it to steal third base, and they were really great at it. What I didn't do is go, well, damn, they probably know my sign. I'm throwing a curveball here. I'm just going to drop the ball so they can go to third base.
Wow. It's good content.
Mike is
that.
Hysterical, bro.
He is.
Jared tried. Jared tried to say, I love you. You know, he tried, and Mike was having none of that.
I say this with love.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mike walked back to hit him in the face. Oh, okay. Moonwalking Mike right here. Let's see.
And I know you grew up in an era, and your dad certainly did, where people would get hit, but your dad didn't play in an era where guys threw 100 miles an hour. You can say Roger Clemens threw hard, but let's check how many pitches he actually threw that were 98, 99, 100. Not nearly as many as guys.
Did you hear that CJ Nikowski said he's talked to the driveline people and you can add 3 miles an hour to everybody who threw in the 90s and early 2000s on how good the guns are now and picking it right out of the hand?
And then, okay, if that's the case, then maybe he did throw that hard, but it doesn't change the fact that 100 miles an hour to the face, that's dangerous.
Well, and I'm not saying do it, but if it happens, it really stops it. Nolan Ryan threw it people's faces.
You literally, and you know, we've got
Kerry Wood threw it my face in high school.
And we're smarter, Mike. We're not dumb like we were.
We're not dumb like we were.
Like when you were playing, Mike, when you were dumb.
Great debate. I love it. 662, Jared's a P-word. He's not.
Oh.
No.
817.
They come see you about that. Yeah. Hey, so what did you mean when you called me a P-word?
Yeah.
It's just me and you right here in the studio alone.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that Mike is a professional, experienced broadcaster at this point because he can still navigate it. I mean, obviously, he's still like 98% out of control, but there's 2%. It's like coherent inside there and able to keep that bad boy on the rails. Barely.
Mike said he needs some more Jesus in his life. I heard that yesterday.
Yeah. I did. He's tweeting that a lot lately, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
He's been waking up trying to get right from God right in bed his Twitter.
Look, if you tell yourself,
before the feed hit the floor.
If somebody else tells you, okay, they see something. If you tell yourself, it's like, man, I'm out of control, bro.
He knows. He knows.
Let's see. As soon as Mike lowers his voice, Jared raises. Oh, wait a minute.
Why not just have the catcher set up down the middle so he can't say where the ball's going?
Mike, fair question. That's a way better solution than let's throw at the guy's head. And I'd also say that, again, the balk when you're up 5 in extra innings makes no difference. The Dodgers and Rays did it when they were up 2. All right, it makes no difference. Absolutely no difference.
Okay,
the guy
do it every time.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. You're up 5. Balk the guy every time.
Oh. Jared, come back with some heat right there.
Yeah, you can balk him to third. No problem. You're up 5.
Got a little heated, bro.
Yeah. It is an unearned run. But the Martin Perez Grand Slam is not an unearned run. And if you got Martin's back and you're standing up there, maybe you think, no, this is my opportunity. We're going to beat you and bean you. You know, now we got to force at second, third, and first.
Well,
I wouldn't mind that. The headshots, yes.
Yeah, you can't do all of that.
Maybe we need a better helmet that protects the neck. I don't know. I don't know.
Nah.
But throw at the guy. Yeah, that's great.
Hit him on his butt, right down his back a little bit, where he goes, ah, makes a little funny thing on TV. We go, you know.
Just a little juice in it.
Yeah.
We don't have to be that soft, Jared. Let's throw at the guy still.
You guys ever heard of Cameron Maben? Keeping it in baseball. You ever heard of Cameron Maben?
I have heard of him.
Okay. I have, yes.
Yeah, he played like 15 years Major Leagues baseball. He was in the Yes radio broadcasting booth for the Yankees game, and he was talking about balls.
So, yeah, I've rubbed up quite a few balls in my life.
They laid out on him, bro.
Bad.
They laid out all the way on him.
So bad.
Sure, it was a good learning experience. All in one on Santana.
Oh, no!
Baseball is wild, man. It creates so many arguments, jokes.
Yeah.
How about this one? San Diego Padres broadcasted booth. They're just having fun, taking shots at each other. This man had a funny leisure suit on.
Whoever sold you that jacket had quite a sense of humor. Whatever you paid for it, you got ripped off.
Damn.
It's 0-2.
Disrespectful
in the eye. Sure it is. 2-for-1. Here's the keys to the game. There you go. How many did you get for that? You had 2 or just 1?
I like it. That's all that matters.
It's like my grandmother's couch.
At Davenport. Mark, get your foot off the Davenport.
No, those guys are having a good time.
They're having a great time.
What team's that?
San Diego.
Yeah, Padres. They're out there in San Diego. Come on.
Yeah, perfect
weather. How could you get mad?
Yeah. No, heck.
Probably day drinking, watching you doing your job.
No question. Downtown stadium.
Shrimp cocktails.
Right around the corner from places to eat.
Yeah,
you got to love that.
All right, that's my time, Dawson.
There it goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night by 5:45. Coming up next, Cowboys analyst Isaiah Stanback, DallasCowboys.com, is going to join you to talk about today's practice. He was there and was doing the broadcasting work as the stream continued in Denver. It's next in the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.